Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour, or sorry, 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll have our last Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne and your chance to win Brad Underwood tickets. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, the 3rd of October, where we hope this week gets anything but better than yesterday. Just a really rough start. I was pretty amazed at the, even after everything that happened in Las Vegas, that the petty thing was the number one trending topic on Twitter yesterday afternoon. I mean, like, in the world.
Wow.
I just think when you last that long, even though many would consider 66 way too young to go, that you had an impact on so many different generations with 40 years worth of music. And the incredible thing about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is it wasn't like 10 years of music then played for 30 more years.
Right.
Like a lot of acts are.
Right.
Right. I mean, it was 40 years of this last album that they had out, what, 2 years ago, 18 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Was their first album that ever hit number one.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's insane when you look at the millions and millions and millions of dollars of records that were sold over the years that they never had a number one album. Lots of number one hits off those albums, but this was the first number one. So it was like they were still making good music 40 years later. So it wasn't like, you know, you go to a show and all of the music was from a decade, like the 70s or the 80s or even the 90s.
Right.
We got a chance to see them with Joe Walsh over at State Farm Center last April. And you think about a 66-year-old guy touring from April to basically the end of September. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, when asked about that tour being the last one, he said, yeah, you know, it probably will be. We're all on the back end of our 60s. You know, we've got lives, and I've got a granddaughter that I want to spend more time with. You know, you think about it, and then those 40-city tour gets up, and a week later, the guy dies. And maybe in true rock and roll fashion, there's something sort of fitting about all of that.
Yeah, but...
I'm saying just...
Yeah, I know. I thought about that as well. I mean, it definitely is kind of strange.
It's a very rock and roll way to go out.
It is a rock and roll way for that to line up. But you would always hope...
Of course, that he would be able to spend more time with his granddaughter, right. The things that he, you know.
That he wanted to do.
There's a lyric to one of the songs on Echo, which was, you know, the Blood on the Tracks divorce album, when he talks and compares that being a rock and roll star is, you know, they cling to it like a religion, you know, like people feel a calling to be a priest or a minister, that it's the same thing for rock and roll, you know, that it is a calling. And that's why you think about, why in the world would you be out on the road at, you know, 66? I mean, I don't know that I would handle being out on the road at 25. I mean, you know, city after city after city after city, and tour buses and hotels, and it's a grinding life. I mean, I think people think it's a lot more glamorous than it is. And getting up and playing the same songs and doing the same show in front of different, I mean, it is a lot of work in a major rock and roll tour, right?
Oh, massive amounts.
But think about doing that at 66.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the Rolling Stones.
I was
going to
say, you look at any of those, yeah, you know, those bands that were at their peak in the late 60s to mid 70s.
Well, Petty wasn't out in the 60s.
No. I'm talking about like the Stones and the Who and those guys like that. But yeah, Petty, I mean, still 40 years.
Yeah. Do you recall your first Tom Petty experience?
No. No,
I mean, you don't recall the first time you really listened to him?
Probably when I picked up the Hard Promises album.
Okay.
Because that still remains to this day my favorite. Don't know why.
Why would you? I mean, there's no apologies necessary there.
Yeah, it is just my personal favorite from his catalog.
And that would have been
1981.
81. Mm-hmm. That was after Damn the Torpedoes. Mm-hmm. And that's got The Waiting on it, mm-hmm. which is, I love that song.
King's Road, yeah. Think About You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that album came out. That was the big fight he had with the record industry about raising the price of music.
Right.
And he won that fight. And it was several years before because they were going to raise the price of an album on the back of, because after Damn the Torpedoes and all the success it had and the legal issues he had and fought and won against the recording industry, then they wanted to raise the price. I think it was like the $8.98 or something crazy like that. It sounds very quaint now, but he fought that hard. So you're not going to do it on my back. You're not going to do it to my fans.
Right.
And he always fought for the right thing. And what was so likable about him, and if you haven't had the opportunity to see Running Down a Dream, I would highly encourage you to watch this documentary. It's on Netflix. My brother got it for me for Christmas like 11 years ago, and it was at that time the 30th anniversary of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Richard, who's the director?
Bogdanovich?
Peter Bogdanovich, thank you. It's a mainstream Hollywood director, and it was originally supposed to be a two-hour documentary, and they found all this old Super 8 film footage of them when they were young, and so it ended up making a four-hour documentary. It's in two parts. It is better than the Eagles documentary. Just better.
Much.
And the one thing that I learned, by the way, there's also a recent autobiography about him written by the guy who was, I think he runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or is the curator or whatever. And in that movie, in the documentary, it was not addressed, but in the book it was, that there was, after that divorce, there was a time when Tom Petty was addicted to heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about it in the documentary, but he had them edit it out of the documentary. And the reason he had them edit it out was because Howie Epstein, you know, the bassist who died of a heroin addiction, he wanted that to be the message to kids. Not that you could be glamorous and get hooked on heroin and come out of it alive and come through it the way Tom Petty did. He did not want, because that's a very small fraction of people that are able to do that. And he wanted the message to be that down this road is death and destruction, not you can come out of it okay and it's okay to have a fling with this. And the motivation wasn't, you know, to cover up anything or to not look bad. Because I think the 4 hours of that is about as prying into the lives of these people as you're ever going to get, and seeing the kind of character over 40 years. And he was just one of the guys who would fight for the underdog and the little guy every single time. And it's highly entertaining, and it is moving. I've probably watched it 20 times. I mean, it's just that good of a documentary.
And it's been a long time since I've watched it.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Running Down a Dream. It was directed by Peter Bogdanovich. It's 4 hours. I know it sounds like a long time, but it is just so good.
It'll probably be my consumption for tonight and tomorrow night.
There you go. If you really want to celebrate the life of Thomas Earl Petty, who was born in Gainesville, Florida in 1950, and his dad was not a very nice human being, man by the name of Earl, but his mother was kind of the love of his life. She died pretty young. And it is a incredible documentary when you look at it. And so when they broke out, when they started, there's this great moment in the documentary where they break into those opening chords of American Girl. And this long road to finally becoming Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is finalized. And there's some great stuff in that. Mudcrutch, the whole, you know. But Mike Campbell and Ben Montenci, have we heard from any of them?
I haven't seen anything.
I have not seen anything yet either. And Maddie Hall tweeted out something that was a tribute from family and friends.
But yeah, it was confirmed. This Tony, I have no idea how to pronounce Tony's last name. He's the Greek guy that kind of the British guy of Greek heritage with the gray hair in the documentary that talks through a lot of it. He was a long time manager of Tom Petty.
Dimitriades?
I think that's how it's pronounced. Okay. He's featured in the the documentary, like when they fire Stan Lynch and all that. I mean, that's the guy in there with all of it. He is the one who confirmed yesterday. I guess that I'm looking at the Rolling Stone article that was updated, that he had died. And evidently was surrounded by family, bandmates, and friends. And then Lindsay made an interesting point last night. It's got to be tough. On one hand, it has to be amazing to have this outpouring of support from people you don't even know. But it also makes the whole grieving process very public. Can you imagine having, I mean, I thought about this during Tuna's death. And, you know, like in one way, you know, the family probably really felt impacted by the outpouring of support. But another way, that also had to be very sort of invasive. Like, you know, I mean, you're going through this very private thing because he wasn't a rock star to you. He was a husband. He was a father. He was a grandfather. He was a bandmate. You know, that's got to be tough.
And I was thinking about that very same situation, but also from the standpoint that, you know, he's still alive, even though he's technically not there.
Yeah, and people are reporting
that. Yeah, and it's being reported all over that he's gone. And so, you know, that had to be just...
I'm sure they were probably in the hospital paying attention to Twitter.
I would hope so.
I feel so blessed that we got that last chance to see them perform. And they were really at the top of their game. I mean, they were fantastic. Really, really good over at the State Farm Center in April. And here we are in October. And it's all done. And then I love when the media starts nitpicking the media about, I mean, you know, yes, CBS and Rolling Stone were inaccurate by a few hours. But when you go to the hospital with no brain function and full cardiac arrest and you have a DNR and they take you off the life support, it's not a matter of this being a death story. I mean, it's just a matter of exactly what time is it official. And so, was it premature? Yeah, I guess. Was it inevitability yesterday? Yeah. So I went home last night and I thought, man, this is a rough start to this week. I mean, this is like, you get up Monday morning and you are inundated with these images that I just find so just terribly sad. I mean, there's just, even the people running away, you know, they just look like kids, every kid you've ever seen at a concert, right?
Yeah, it's.
And I think it's tragic, obviously, the loss of life. But I also think this assault on our way of life, like that you can't even go to a country music concert and enjoy yourself without fear of something like this. I mean, the toll it takes on us as people. But at the same time, you can't let that stop you from living, right? I mean, it's with these terrorists. I mean, and these music venues. I mean, how many of these? I mean, what are we talking about now? I mean, this is terrorism. I mean, I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about that. Now, whether it's attached to anything else or not is another story. But I mean, you have this Ariana Grande concert. I mean, how many venues, you know, in the last year or year and a half have been attacked?
Yeah, I mean, it's less than a year from Pulse.
What, Pulse? You know? But there was the Ariana Grande concert, but there was another one.
Was the Bataclan.
Bataclan. The Eagles of Death Metal concert. Exactly.
So, you know, does it stop you from going to concerts?
Or does it stop the artists?
I don't think so. I really don't.
I don't think so either. The artists want to perform for their fans.
Yeah, and I think that they will, although I certainly would think if you were at that concert in Las Vegas or that particular performer, I mean, who knows, you know, what kind of reaction you have after surviving that. I don't know. But I do know that we can't let these deranged individuals just completely change the way we live our lives, can we? I mean, you know, people get killed in car wrecks. We still jump in our car every day and drive to work without a second thought, right? I think people will still go to concerts and still go to shows and still seek out entertainment. But I don't know what it does to our psyche. But I do know this. I think social media is a place for evil people. I know there's a lot of good that gets done. I know there's a lot of good that gets spread. And I'm not asking for everyone to have like hearts and unicorns. But it is, man, is it an ugly place. Confirmed by me yesterday, and I won't go back there again. But I was just, I was stunned. Stunned. And you tend to sort of think of these people as being in their parents' basement, right?
Yeah.
This woman was a vice president and senior counsel for CBS, who tweeted that she had no, or in a Facebook post said she had no sympathy for these victims because country music fans are generally gun-toting Republicans. As if some hunter in Tennessee deserves to get mowed down on the streets of Las Vegas. I mean, what are you thinking?
Or that some 20-year-old kid who's just out having a good time.
Yeah. Deserves to be mowed down because of their political views? I'm telling you, right now in this country, and we've got it on all sides, there's nowhere you can't point a finger of blame. But the people who used to be for free speech and the big tent and for everyone having the right to an opinion, these progressives are getting dangerous. In the name of their self-righteous thought process, that they now think they can declare who deserves to die or not based on their political views or your perception of their political views, or that if you are a legal gun owner in this country, you deserve to get... Because didn't we have this with Scalise? I mean, didn't we have literally an elected official do this when the congressman was shot on that baseball field, softball field in Washington, D.C.? An elected official, right?
Yes, sir.
Did she ever resign?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. But we've got somebody in the Oval Office who gets a 95% negative story rating on every outlet of the media because he runs his mouth too much. Unreal. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We're going to see some isolated showers after 10 a.m. this morning. Highs around 82 degrees. For tonight, a chance of showers, thunderstorms, lows around 66 degrees. For your Wednesday, showers are likely, possible thunderstorms, highs near 76. Then Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, cloudy skies, and highs near 77 degrees. Right now, it's 68 degrees in downtown Decatur.
ADM is now hiring local drivers in Decatur for routes that allow you to be home daily. Competitive wages, clean and newer equipment, and an excellent benefit package. Join their team of professional drivers. A sign-on bonus is now offered as well. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
At the Y, what does your membership include? It includes over 25 group fitness and water aerobics classes, access to our wellness center, swimming in both our family and lap pools, free childcare while you work out, and that's just to name a few. Hi, I'm Abby Helm, membership director here at the Y. Come see why our members have been choosing us for over 140 years. Right now, all of our joiner fees are discounted to just $18.77. Stop in and take a tour today. 220 West McKinley Avenue, just across from DMH.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, the 3rd of October. But the only good part of yesterday was our WSOY MCA challenge workout. The video is up and posted right now on nowdecatur.com as Facebook page and nowdecatur.com, including the battle of the t-shirts, which I'm watching right now. The great story about Mary Jane's Last Dance is that they had to put out a greatest hits album that they were contractually obligated to put out, and the record company forced them to include two new songs, which Petty fought and said, well, how can it be a greatest hit if I haven't written it yet? You know, why would you put new music on a greatest hits album? And one of those two songs was Mary Jane's Last Dance, which went on to become their most successful single up to that point. So he clearly cops to missing the whole boat on that one. And it was a song, by the way, that was supposed to be on Full Moon Fever, his solo album.
That I did not realize.
Well, watch the documentary 20 times. And all this stuff will come back to you right away. It's called Running Down a Dream, and it's on Netflix. You need to check it out. Now, the video. Yesterday, we showed up to a class, and it was a great T-shirt class. Chris was wearing an old school The Flash T-shirt. Like the old DC Flash, not like the WB TV series.
And he was going to wear spandex pants.
Oh, thank God.
But he saw Matt Whitehead's shirt and decided to let him have his day.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Really? So Matt had a Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go T-shirt on yesterday, straight from China. That was funny because we have learned that Matt Whitehead's a big Wham fan. And Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go was on his, was on his workout playlist, right? Now, yesterday, the theme was My Friend the Dumbbell. And it turns out the dumbbell was actually us, because we agreed to do this. And had I known what we were going to do, I asked Molly, well, what kind of weight? What do you think? And so she had me go with the highest, and literally, I am worn out today. I mean, mm-hmm. Did you wake up this morning just completely sore and exhausted?
Rolled off, like, I just trying to stand up, and then I'm like, everything's popping. And
we did the wall balls, and then all of the running, and everything we did, we had to do with our
dumbbell.
So we had to, like, run laps with our dumbbell. We had to do all the exercises with our dumbbell. We had to jump over our dumbbell. We had to do everything you could possibly imagine doing with your dumbbell. I don't know where Molly keeps coming up with all this stuff. You got to feel like there's an end to it somewhere, like a finish line, like I'm out of ideas.
She said, don't worry about bringing your jump rope today.
Huh?
I got a text from her last night. Don't worry about bringing your jump rope, but bring your gloves.
Okay.
Just so she knows my calluses.
Well, maybe there's a heavy bag in that new gym area, too.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had our group workout, which we do every Monday and Wednesday at noon. And the video up is available at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page. You can see everybody and their favorite dumbbell, which we were all cursing towards the end. That running at the end was just like, wow.
Yeah. I was not feeling that.
No, not in the least bit. It was good stuff, though, as it always is with Molly and the entire crew there at the YMCA. So if you want to see Matt's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go T-shirt, which is, and then he was sort of jumping over this line like he was in the video.
Yeah, he was really getting into the...
He had everything but a neon hat on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got to take it. Was it neon or white? Didn't they do
white.
Neon in that video? But didn't they do like that black light stuff where it glowed?
This is the one that said choose life.
Yeah, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Yeah. There was a part of that. Look it up.
Okay.
You'll see. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Here is Jeff Daly. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. Another topic covered at last night's Decatur City Council meeting was the altering of the agreement with AECOM Technical Services. The company will assist the city with work on the sewer system to meet regulations that have been handed down by the Environmental Protection Agency. Change would add $173,000 to the project, bringing the total amount up to $629,000 plus. The money would come from the Sanitary Sewer Fund, supported by the sewer user charge. The additional money requested would address all the requirements set forth by the U.S. EPA. Also, money has been requested and approved by the council to pay for construction costs to Lakeshore Drive and 22nd Street. Construction completed by IDOT in 2015. The project includes improvements to traffic signals and laying new asphalt. The portion paid for by the city included sidewalk ramp improvements, paving side street approaches, and traffic signals. The total cost, over $128,000. More news after Fox News. It's 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. As friends and family mourn the 59 people killed in Sunday night's massacre in Las Vegas with more than 500 injured, Investigators try to figure out why the gunman did it and then killed himself.
Over 20 weapons were found in Stephen Paddock's hotel room, another 19 at his home in Mesquite, and authorities say ammonium nitrate was found in his vehicle. They were searching another home of his in northern Nevada as well. According to the shooter's brother, he was a retired accountant who loved to gamble. There are reports he made several large gambling transactions in the past few weeks before the shooting.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Las Vegas. There were premature reports during the day. And Tom Petty did die last night at a hospital in Santa Monica, California. He'd gone into cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu. He was 66 and just finished a 40th anniversary tour with his band, The Heartbreakers. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOI News Time 731. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library is releasing a collection of interviews that tell the story of high school sports in the state of Illinois. Springfield-based museum says 54 interviews with players, coaches, referees, and others are now available on the library's website. Listeners can hear from people like Dorothy Gators, who as a coach won more than 1,000 basketball games. Another interview features Dan Klett, a high school athlete who became a coach and then president of the Illinois High School Association. Alan Lowe, executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, says high school sports played a huge role in the lives of students and communities, and the people involved have fascinating, important stories to share. The interviews are all part of the library's oral history project. Sports, the Chicago Bears are going to give prized rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky a try. He'll take on the Minnesota Vikings next Monday night after Mike Glennon struggled in the first four games. Three of those games were losses. Jeff George Jr., meanwhile, has been named the starting quarterback at Illinois, which is off to kind of a shaky start behind the Big Ten's worst offense. And last night, Monday Night Football, Chiefs starter Harrison Butker drilled a 43-yard field goal with 8 seconds left in his first career game, and that gave Kansas City a 29-20 win over the Washington Redskins Monday night. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Hi, this is Brady Streckless from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we got some isolated showers after 10 a.m. Highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, chance of showers, thunderstorms, lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, showers likely with highs around 76 degrees. Then Thursday, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and highs near 77 degrees. Right now it is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, the 3rd of October. Mark Tupper is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. He joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with Illini football.
Well, the Illini football team had a chance on Friday night to take a step forward. They were playing at home under the lights, which they like, national TV, and they'd had 2 weeks to prepare for a Nebraska team that had struggled recently. But instead of stepping forward, they stumbled backwards. I honestly felt like they regressed in almost every aspect, including coaching. And pretty clearly, the Chase Crouch experiment at quarterback has failed because he cannot present a passing threat. And I think the wide receiver group on this team is the most talented position group that they've got. But when you only target Mike Dudek 2 times during the Nebraska game, something's wrong. He's as good a playmaker as you've got on that team. You get the ball into his hands or you go down trying. And so this Saturday at 11 in the morning, when they line up to face the Hawkeyes in Iowa City, It will be Jeff George Jr. who starts at quarterback. And maybe even more interesting than that, it will be true freshman Cam Thomas, who is number two. That means Chase Crouch, who started each of the first four games, slides to number three on the quarterback depth chart. I like the change. I think it's late in coming. But let's all understand that changing quarterbacks does not by itself make this a real good football team. The offensive line has to make some big improvements. The secondary has to cover tighter. The defense missed too many tackles against Nebraska. The play calling needs to change. And the play calling might change, by the way, simply with Jeff George in there. I think some of the calls we've seen recently are an indication that there was no trust for Chase to complete even a short pass on third and seven, third and eight. We saw them run the ball sometimes. Unfortunately, Iowa is very good, and Kinnick Stadium is the toughest environment this team will have played in. 70,000 people right on top of you. The configuration of that place is crazy. You can't hear, you can't think. And that's exactly the way college football is supposed to be. It's a terrific environment. And then greeting you when you arrive is the visitor's locker room, which is very small, and they paint it pink to throw you off your game a little bit. So 11 o'clock Saturday morning, we'll see if Jeff George Jr. makes a difference.
All right, we'll get a preview of baseball's postseason with Mark Tupper on the other side of the break. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
Have you heard? There's something going on at Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion. They're not ready to share it yet, but while we wait, stop in and see the large selection of new fall home decor. You'll find new fall-themed signs, fall-scented Yankee candles, new leather fabric-lined purses by Simply Noel, more Natural Life products, willow tree figurines, and fall mud pie baby clothing. Shop at Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion on Highway 121 in front of the Mount Zion Convention Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 5 p.m.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, we're ready for postseason baseball.
We are indeed, and we have a little bit more information on the baseball postseason schedule. But a lot of teams are still wrestling with their rosters and their pitching rotations. I know the Cubs are trying to decide who will pitch game one. John Lester or Kyle Hendricks, I think, are the two that they're debating. Based on recent performance, it would be Kyle Hendricks. But John Lester has pitched in so many big postseason games and pitched well in them. And I think that's the internal debate going on there. So when the Cubs play the Washington Nationals at 6:30 on Friday, we do not know who they will pitch, nor do we know who the Nationals will send out there because Max Scherzer tweaked his hamstring. they say it's minor, but it's still a hamstring, and he might benefit by a day or two or three more rest. And Steven Strasburg, who has been great lately, would be a fine choice for them in game one as well. We do know that the postseason begins tonight. The American League wildcard game will be played in New York, where the Minnesota Twins will meet the Yankees. That winner will advance to face the Cleveland Indians. The National League wildcard game will be tomorrow night in Arizona, where the Colorado Rockies take on the Diamondbacks. Those are two National League West Division foes, very familiar with each other. I tell you, Brian, as you look at all these teams that are in, there are a lot of home runs hit this year. And one of the things that jumps out is that there is just a ton of offense up and down these lineups. Arizona and Colorado have a bunch of offense. You look at the Washington Nationals, who the Cubs will play. That lineup is terrifying. It's just, you know, the postseason stretches on now for a month. Game 7 of the World Series, if it were to go that far, is scheduled for November the 1st. But for some teams, the postseason is over in a heartbeat. One team will be out tonight. And another tomorrow night. But you know, if you're one of the 10 postseason teams, you've given yourself a chance, and that's really what it's about. Just get here. But, man, the wild card thing, it's so sudden. It just you've got the same hopes everybody else has, and then, you know, in a matter of a couple hours, oh, it's over. So it starts tonight. Let's see what happens.
All right, my friend, we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Do I want to pepper a little famous, like, Tom Petty anecdotes and stories throughout the entire show? Little stuff you don't know?
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks, by the way, and Tom Petty obviously had a long history together, and some suggested that it was more than just that. I don't know. In the book, they kind of address that. But when Stevie Nicks met Tom Petty's first wife, the one he divorced in the 1990s, they were married for like 24 years. She was very Southern. She was from Florida. They were high school sweethearts. And when they met for the first time, she told Stevie Nicks that she had met Tom at the age of 17, and because of her Southern accent, Stevie Nicks thought she'd said the edge of 17, and that is how that title came about for the Stevie Nicks song. The edge of 17.
Nice.
Was just a mistake with a Southern accent.
That's a true story, because I heard Stevie Nicks tell it herself.
She did?
Yeah.
In concert? Mm-hmm. Well, you paid a lot of money for that. Get this for free. All right, we'll take a quick Marquee Coffee break, as we do at the 40. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicator for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket? Then listen up, Buttercup. Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used video games and systems. From Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170. Learn more at MegaReplay.com. Mega Replay.
ADM is now hiring local drivers in Decatur for routes that allow you to be home daily. Competitive wages, clean and newer equipment, and an excellent benefit package. Join their team of professional drivers. A sign-on bonus is now offered as well. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 424-5686 or visit ADM.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
At the Decatur Family YMCA, we're falling into new habits. We're offering new classes, new schedules, and the new training studio, a personal and group training facility. It's never been a better time to be a member. We're offering lunchtime TRX classes for just $7 a drop-in, new program classes in our training studio, and a bigger selection of fitness classes. Plus, all joiner fees are just $18.77. Come fall into new habits with us at the Decatur Family YMCA, 220 West McKinley Avenue, just across from DMH.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. We're going to check in with Mike Claiborne one last time this season. The Redbird Report, presented by Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. All right, I'll get your thoughts on postseason, and you can give me your favorite in just a few minutes, but it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Cardinals organization. What do you think happens, and what's the timeline for all of it?
Well, I agree. It will be interesting. It'll probably be the turning point in the organization with regard to their future. Two teams passed them in the standings in their own division. And I think that, you know, the gap between them and the Cubs is getting wider. So they're going to have to do something to at least narrow that gap and be a little bit more competitive against teams in their own division. Now, what does that mean? I think you're going to see some roster changes. It was funny. On Sunday, I'm talking to a couple of guys, and you know, they kind of feel like they won't be back next year. And normally you kind of say, well, you know, you never know. But I had to agree with them. I think you're probably right. I think this team has got to have a real shakeup with some named players that we're familiar with. And I'm not going to hold them directly accountable for it, the woes of the team, but I think they bring greater value of other players who can help, which is the reason why they're going to get moved, along with the fact that, you know, they may be really top-heavy at certain positions. So, yeah, I think you're going to see some changes. If you don't, that we're going to have a problem next year. I don't think anybody could say any way different.
All right, so I expect to, I'm willing to believe the organization is going to do the right thing, although I feel like over the last couple of years, Mike, the Cardinal way has been sort of diminished a little bit.
You're right, and I think it's been diminished on the field and off the field. You know, part of the Cardinal way was their assessment of talent and developing assets, and they did it with more of an analytic method of evaluating players. Well, guess what? Everybody's got the numbers down. So you know, when you had a head start, you haven't been able to move on the fly to change up things, and everybody's kind of caught up to you and in some cases passed you. So you've got that to address. There are other things about the Cardinal way that I think have been not necessarily emphasized as much. We've talked about the defense and just the fundamental play. I just think the way the team conducts themselves, there was a time when batting practice took place, everybody was on the field. Okay, now you got guys that don't even come out for it. And they may say, well, I'm going to hit in the cage downstairs. Just being on the field, that's what you're here for. That's what fans want to see. And I think that culture's got to change. I'll give you a good example. Milwaukee Brewers, on a Saturday before the season ends, had everybody on the field, and it was a day game, which is almost unheard of. But that's because they want to play. Now, on the other side of that coin, the Cubs don't take as much batting practice on the field as a lot of teams do. But, you know, that works for them. But I think the Cardinal way is one where there's a lot more engagement, and I didn't think we saw enough of it this year. And hopefully that'll change also.
All right, let's talk about Mike Matheny a little bit.
He's going to be back unless something tragic happens today. They're going to meet with the media for the final time. You know, Mike's in the middle of a 3-year contract, so to get rid of him isn't going to be productive. But I'll say this. I think that if this team doesn't get off to a good start where there's some legitimate improvement noticeable, I think he's going to have a problem. I think that when you miss the playoffs 2 years in a row and you don't appear like you're going to make it this year, and you can't just go out and say, well, I just believe we will. I think we can. No, you got to have results. And if you don't, I think he's going to find himself in a spot of trouble, but I think they're going to give him every chance and maybe give him better resources to work with to make sure we don't have that conversation.
All right, looking at the postseason as it exists right now, who's your favorite in the National League and the American League? Who are we going to see in the World Series?
I like the Washington Nationals. They can pitch. They've got experience. They've got a good manager. And they've got a bullpen. On the other side, I like the Cleveland Indians. They may be as complete of a team that's out there right now. And they learned a lot from last year's World Series. So I like those two, I think, because they also have two of the best managers in the game. And Terry Francona, who's been to a World Series. Dusty Baker is yet to go to one, but he's one of the all-time winningest managers in the game. So I think either way, it's going to look great. But I'll tell you one other thing, Brian, before we get out of here, and that is all of these teams have the ability to win it. I mean, they're all rested. They've all competed. They've all got talent. So it wouldn't shock me if somebody else did it, but because I think this is as deep of a playoff run as we've seen in Major League Baseball in a long, long time.
All right. That means good baseball. Well, listen, my friend, it's been a true pleasure. I hope we blink and it's spring and we're down in Florida.
Well, I might see you before that. I'm going to come to Decatur, I think it's November 15th, to speak to a group of officials. So you never know. I might stick my head in the door. But if not, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you and Doc and everybody else come down for spring training. And we'll have a good time. And we'll finally get over to Limoncello's, one of my favorite restaurants.
We will do that, my friend. Anytime you're in town, you are more than welcome. My friend, Mike Claiborne, and the Redbird Report. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry all season long, where beautiful smiles begin. We do this as long as the Cardinals are in it. Unfortunately, that means we're done.
It is done.
What else can I say? Huh? I do hope that spring training gets here quick. Not that I want winter to be here yet, but once winter gets here, I want it to be over fast. We do have our Hawaii trip. I don't want to blink right through that, right?
One room left, by the way.
Oh, okay. So we have two slots available.
Yes.
You did check with Linda.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, I mean
two slots, a room, two people.
Yeah.
So
if you want to go
friends,
solo,
couple,
you
whatever. So yeah, it's a little more expensive to go solo.
Yes.
Never really understood that the travel industry, but that's just the standard way. All right. So Linda's number is 864-4666, and you give her a call, $500 deposit, will get you in, and it's the best deal in town. They got another trip planned, that, and they're selling it for like $2,000 more a person. It's insane. Same boat, same week, same everything. So, we had like 70 or something. So we've sold 68, whatever that is. So two more. There's potential she could grab a couple more if something doesn't sell on another trip, but no guarantees.
No guarantees.
That. So this is pretty much it. Down to the last one. So 864-4666. All right. We gave away tickets to Jason, Kathy, David, and Jeff to see Brad Underwood this coming Sunday night at the Hickory Point Golf Club. It's from 6 to 8. The doors open at 5. You can't bring your own food. I feel like this stuff ought to be like self.
It should be.
I know. We'd like the Park District, one of our great sponsors there with the Hickory Point Golf Club and our good friends at Miller Lite, to actually sell some product that night.
Imagine that.
I know. So I'll give away more tickets on the other side of the break. Can you play that American Girl song for me again?
Yes.
I'm peppering in little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers facts for you here today. Jeff Daly, the song American Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with the song?
Yes.
Did you find it?
She found it.
This did not chart in the United States of America until it was re-released in 1994.
And its original release date was?
1977.
That's fascinating. I had no idea.
It peaked at number 40 in the United Kingdom. And although it was used in a lot of pop culture, people think, oh, my first song with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers was American Girl. No, it wasn't. I guarantee it wasn't. Because it was probably Don't Do Me Like That or one of the songs off the second album that was your first, because the first album tanked here in the United States of America. Caught on in Britain, and they toured all over the United Kingdom and came back home, couldn't give records away. So it was re-released in 94 and still didn't hit the top 100. But you think about it, it was literally in FM, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, The Silence of the Lambs, Chasing Liberty, The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, it's been in like all kinds of movies that you think of as this iconic Tom Petty song. And they closed the show with it. It was great in April over at State Farm Center. But that song was re-released in the United States in 1994. And that was the only time it ever got on the charts here in America. Crazy, right?
That's absolutely insane. I had no idea that was the tale.
And it's not about a suicide.
Whoever
thought... Oh, you know, everybody's got like, I know the guy who knew the guy that Phil Collins wrote that song about.
Yeah.
You know, everybody does that. It was rumored that it was written about a suicide at the University of Florida, jumping off a balcony. And he said that he'd heard all that for 40 years, and that he was living in California when he wrote it and had nothing to do with Florida. But that's just what people do with the music, right?
I always think of this song and think Silence of the Lambs.
It was also very good in Fast Times at Ridgemont
High.
Yes. One of the great, great movies of the 1980s. Is that Amy Heckerling or whatever her name was, that director that did that? But it has that sound, right? You feel like, oh, I remember that from that era. Probably don't.
Probably not. That's amazing.
Good stuff. We'll take a break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got isolated showers possible after 10 a.m. Then for tonight, chance of showers once again, lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, a chance of showers, highs near 76. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, cloudy skies, and highs near 77. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 69 degrees.
The Community Foundation of Macon County. We make giving easy. Hi, this is Ouija Stewart, president of the Community Foundation, and I want to tell you about one way we help people become donors for life. the Donor Advised Fund. You've heard of people starting a private foundation to channel their charitable giving. Well, a Donor Advised Fund is like a private foundation for regular folks who may not be super wealthy. Here's how it works. You open a fund at the Community Foundation and you make tax-deductible gifts into the fund in the form of cash or other assets like appreciated stock. At the Community Foundation, we invest the assets so your fund can grow over time. You act as advisor to the fund and can recommend now and in coming years that grants be made to the charities you care about. And later, when you retire, you have a vehicle to continue your giving without dipping into your retirement savings. For more information about donor advised funds, call us today at 429-3000.
My washing machine is only 3.5 years old, but it started taking 3 times longer to do a load. I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they sent a technician right out. It needed a new inner tub, a front outer tub, a rear outer tub, 2 control boards, and a softener dispenser. And he might as well have added a partridge in a pear tree. Now, here's the good part. Ordinarily, this would have cost me $1,200. But the entire repair was free. It was covered under the Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan. Wow.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in the Decatur area within the past month. Most of our appliances come with our free, exclusive 10-year protection plan. It saves our customers $600,000 every year in repair costs. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, my question is, who's been watching MSNBC in my studios?
What?
That's what it's on. I just noticed.
Would that have been Kevin?
Soy City Buzz? I don't know. By the way, the opening line in American Girl, also stolen from a Francis Ford Coppola movie, the 1963 film Dementia 13. Anyone seen that?
No.
22 minutes into the movie, this dialogue happens. Especially in American Girl, you can tell she's been raised on promises.
Amazing.
Inspiring, mm-hmm. Not ripping off. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Decatur City Council continued to discuss the process of creating a revitalization plan at last night's regular meeting. City Manager Tim Gleason looked for direction from the council on how to proceed with the neighborhood revitalization process, specifically with the action committees proposed during the special meeting last week. Mayor Julie Moore-Wolf said getting the community involved would fill a gap in communication.